Oh my God, that's like an like offering me an old couch with a big stain on it that looks fresh.
Look, there's a pee stain on this one. You want it? Gender wars is go. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Got some trees you need out of the way. They can make you a great deal. And it's although those trees never existed, you can check them out at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Devin in West Nashville. For the guys, we got Brian in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right.
Welcome. Well, Devin, we're glad to have you back. You thrilled us to no end yesterday. We had to have you return for redemption.
Right. You came in second last time. We'll see if you do better today.
Okay.
I hope so. I think today is my day, guys.
Today is your day.
Excellent.
Well, some people. I'm ready.
Let's give you a get acquainted question. Devin, what's the last thing you binged?
I am currently binging a show called Homeland. It's a little bit older.
I love Homeland.
Oh, yeah.
So good. It's so good. But next is Stranger Things. I've only seen one season.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you got some catching up to do until you get disappointed at the end of season five.
Don't spoil it.
All right.
That's right. It's no editorial comment, but yeah,
it's
big
fun.
Disappointment's coming.
Hey, Brian, what's the last thing you binged?
I did the holiday classic, The Reckoning, from Sean Diddy Combs. I watched all those episodes over the holidays.
And the documentaries? Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing says happy birthday, Jesus. a Diddy doc.
All right, you each have a screen you can use if you get in trouble. Let's go.
All right, multiple choices. How we start, Devin. The Packers, the Steelers, or the Patriots? Which football team has fans that wave the terrible towels?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say Steelers.
Steelers is correct.
Yay.
Well done.
Okay, Brian, is the Skims Shapewear Company owned by Kim, Courtney, or Khloe Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim!
That is correct.
Okay.
Hey.
You knew that, like, within, like, a millisecond.
Yeah.
Kind of scared.
Wearing them now. Devin, Glenn Powell starred in a new version of The Running Man. Who was the star of the original?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like every question is an insult. You're going, oh, my God.
I have no idea. William Shatner. I don't know.
Oh. So close. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I like you, Devin.
Okay, Brian. BBL is a cosmetic surgery procedure. What does BBL stand for?
Oh, good Lord. I'll put the screws to her.
Okay.
All right, Devin.
Devin.
We need to know what a BBL is.
It is a Brazilian butt lift.
A Brazilian butt lift.
And the point goes to Devin there.
All right.
All right. She's now got a 2-1 lead.
Okay. You can lock down a victory if you get this one right, Devin. Athletic shoes from Adidas have how many stripes on the side?
Gosh. Oh, man. Is it two? Is it three?
You'll have to give
We're asking
one.
You.
I'm going to go with two.
Two is not right. It's three. It's three.
No.
Yes. Okay. So there's an opportunity here for Brian to tie it up.
Okay.
Brian, what actress played Rachel Green on Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
That's correct.
Come on.
That was a softball question. Okay, we are all tied up.
Easy.
We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
All right, we'll give you up to 5 lines of a song. This is the second time in a row that Devin's been in this position. Devin, up to 5 lines of the song. How many do you think you need to name it?
I have a different strategy today. I'm going to say 2 lines.
2 lines.
She's starting low.
All right. Brian, do you want to do it in less than 2 lines or make her do it?
I'm going to give it to her. I'll put her to the test, see if she can do it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if she sings like she did in the last game.
Yes.
Your 2 lines are as follows. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
What song is that?
Well, it's definitely Prince.
Yes.
And let the elevator break us down. Oh, no, let's go crazy.
Yes.
That's it. You got it.
You worked it out. You got it.
Nice job. Oh, Devin, you did great. Redemption is yours. You've got tickets to go see the Prince, and we're going to get a nice prize to Brian. We enjoyed both of you.
Yes.
So much fun. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A salute to unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
And we've got to let these out, and you tell us if you agree or if these are just stupid.
Yes.
Woody, yours has something to do with every human being that needs to use the bathroom.
I don't like automatic flushing toilets. I'm an American. I need to choose when the toilet flushes. Just as I mentioned yesterday, just because I stand up doesn't mean I'm done.
Yeah.
I want to stop, look, admire, name it, whatever.
What's the accuracy of it? Like, when it flushes, sometimes it's like, okay, it's flushing before I sit down.
Right.
Or
it
doesn't
random.
Flush at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
The chances of it actually flushing when it's supposed to are pretty slim.
Yeah, they have little light sensors that are supposed to tell, you know, if you're moving around or whatever, like in a urinal, right. It does that too. It's like, you know, but no. Yeah, I want to flush the toilet myself.
We had a listener say that they have the same complaint about mm-hmm. automatic paper towel dispensers
yes.
in the bathroom.
Yeah, where you wave your hand into the sensor and, you know.
Sometimes nothing happens.
Right. Or
sometimes you get 6 feet.
Yeah, or sometimes you get 1 inch of toilet of paper, you know.
It's rarely good.
It is, yeah.
I know, this is weird. So if I'm being honest, is something that somebody mentioned, and the more I think about it, the more I can't rebel against it.
Mm.
The letter C should not even exist in the English language. First of all, it's confusing because
yes.
it can be a hard C, can be a soft C.
Yeah.
It can sound like an X. It can sound so it's all over the place.
Yeah, it could sound like an S or a K.
And or an X. Like if you say action,
yeah.
why is there a CT there?
Yeah.
You could just have an X.
Yeah.
Or a K anywhere it's a hard C.
Yeah, like corn.
Right.
Or, you know, an S for like words like Celsius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime there is a C that is a soft C that sounds like an S,
mm-hmm.
why don't you just have an S?
I agree.
We could save money and just have 25 letters in the English language.
That's a nice even number. 26 is weird. 25 is nice. It's a nice number.
There's no need for
yeah.
it. I was like, wow.
It's just to confuse foreigners trying to learn English. All we do.
It would change the lyrics to songs because now I know my ABDs is mm-hmm. what if we got rid of the C, you'd
yeah.
have to go to the next letter.
Yeah, I like that. Lyrically, it works. We had Brent in Murfreesboro said, if I'm being honest, I'm really tired of Marvel movies. They've taken the multiverse to the next level and they're overusing it. A character that dies in one movie is all of a sudden back alive in the next movie.
They still make
yeah,
a lot of money, but I think there's a lot of us that have just gone, like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not on this ride anymore.
I've gotten Marvel movie fatigue, you know? And they announced the new movie, the Doomsday movie that's coming out that's got pretty much everybody in it.
Including characters that died.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to play not the character we love.
He's not Iron Man. He's Dr. Doom.
He's going to play a different character.
Yeah.
And we're all supposed to pretend it's different.
Yeah. We're all pretending this is something totally new. Yeah. So, yeah. Shut up.
So if I'm being honest, I'm getting tired of shows that require you to do 50 hours of homework.
Right. To understand the characters and what's happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, the next one. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, really? Should I just show up? No. You have to read the comics.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch 16 Disney Channel shows.
Yes.
And get all the backstory for the 700 characters that have you've never heard of. But you're going to need to know it.
I blame Disney Plus. They put out the series that you have to watch to understand what's going up in another movie.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to ruin Marvel like they did Star Wars.
It's not fun anymore. It's work.
That's right. I'm here to be entertained, not slave over a hot TV screen.
Both nice and slow. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
If it's any slower, it'd be season 5 of Stranger Things.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Your next trip to Pigeon Forge, if you're going to Dollywood or whatnot, you might want to stay at the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville.
Yeah.
It was voted the best new hotel in America.
Oh, really?
It's actually pretty cheap, too. It's only like a little over $100 a night and free breakfast to go with it. So, you know,
wow.
It's actually a pretty good deal.
For that area, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, no kidding.
So for years, they said that original SNL cast member Chevy Chase was a mean, angry person. And a new documentary that's went out on CNN on January 1st,
yeah.
And now it'll be out on HBO, proves he may just be the jerk that a lot of people said he is.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure you out.
No s***. It's not going to be easy for you.
Why is it not going to be easy?
You're not bright enough. How's that?
Whoa.
Wow, so that was actually him interviewing for his own documentary.
Yeah, the director interviewing him.
Wow.
Now, some people are coming down in the comments about like, oh, you know, that's just classic Chevy being Chevy. He's being really funny. Or somebody saying like, oh, he's like too brilliant for somebody to figure out.
Yeah.
Other people are saying, what an insufferable old goat.
Yeah.
And this is why everybody on the show Community wanted to kill him.
Yeah. And they didn't want to be in the documentary. I heard that
yeah.
They said, I don't want to be involved with him at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow.
So, I guess, we're going to wait a couple more weeks, but it'll be on HBO Max.
Oh, wow. Nissan has decided they're going to stop making the Versa, their most affordable car, because obviously Nissan Stadium, the new one, won't pay for itself.
That's right.
So, it was the only car they had that was under $20,000. They're saying people like more expensive cars. Yeah, we do.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter, like, if you're dirt poor, people keep buying, like, $80,000 mm-hmm. luxury cars.
They just extend the length of your loan.
Right.
You just like, a 25-year loan for a car.
Right, exactly.
It's
like
coming.
A mortgage.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits.
You know, it's a great way to get rid of somebody that you don't want around.
Mm-hmm.
Offer them your free old printer. You know, we bought a new printer like over the holidays.
Yeah.
And so the old printer that we kind of, you know, granted, we're getting rid of it because
yeah.
we were very frustrated by it. But
right.
I didn't realize like how much people will just run in the other direction if you try to, hey, do you have a printer? No, we don't have a printer at that. We could use a printer. Would you like our old printer? No. No, like you've offered them a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Box of snakes. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, here's a free printer. All you have to do is buy $800 worth of ink cartridges and you'll be set. Yeah.
Well, I think because they suck. They're
yeah.
terrible. Like, I mean, no matter what advances we have in technology,
yeah.
you're going to get a printer.
It's still
and
terrible.
Within a month, it's not going to work. Or you
yeah.
just, something about it is going to make you want to throw it from the
right.
top of a building.
And, you know, replacing the printer is always super cheap.
Right.
Because the printers are cheap. It's just all the ink you have to buy that's so expensive.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like, okay, if it was in a box and still sealed, people would take, oh, yeah, thank you. This is great. If you've used it for 5 minutes,
exactly.
get it away from me. Oh, my God. That's like offering me an old couch with a big stain on it that looks fresh.
Look, there's a pee stain on this one. You want it? That's
oh
like
my.
When you buy a car and it decreases in value by half as soon as you drive it off the lot.
Right.
It's like, wow.
I don't want that. Would you like my used underwear? I have not seen people say no more fast
yeah.
to something than say, hey, would you like this printer? Look, it works.
Well,
no!
Why don't we do that? We'll take, coming up with Gender Wars, the winner will get Nashville Predators tickets. The
okay.
loser will have to take Jim's printer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have to take it.
Use it and set it up. We'll check.
Exactly. In Rutherford County, they had another big meeting about Mount Trashmore. Of course,
yeah.
BFI is wanting to raise the height of the giant mountain of trash.
They want a taller mountain.
70 feet taller, which is the size of a 7-story building. It's the size of 5 school buses stacked sideways.
And this is not just like that's how tall it would be. They want to make
yeah.
it that much higher than
yeah.
it is now, right?
But the Murfreesboro mayor and also the Rutherford County mayor, there's two of them, They ganged up on him, and they said, no, you didn't file the right permits. So, no, you can't do it yet. And they say, watch us.
But then,
so we'll
then they just, all they got to do is fix the permit, and you're stuck with them.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Like, stop him for now.
Totally Hits 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show. It's Wednesday, and it's the return of Wet Nose Wednesday. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your little friend?
This is Coco.
Coco!
Coco is a little over a year old. She only weighs 9 pounds, but believe it or not, she gave birth to 6 puppies.
She's been busy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. They have all been adopted, so now it's mom's turn.
Okay.
She definitely deserves the best forever home. She's the type of dog that, like, whatever you're doing, she wants to be right there next to you while you're doing it.
She's curious. She's got enormous ears.
Yes.
She can hear everything
miles
away.
Great neighborhood watch.
Absolutely. And they just turn around. You can tell exactly what she's focusing on because her ears are going in that direction. She's got, like, a little, you know, she was silhouetted, a little baby Yoda going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so cute. We think she's like a Chihuahua Minpin mix.
Okay.
She also has this really adorable kind of like curly pigtail. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's just, who knows what all she is, but it's all perfect.
Yeah. It's all wagging all the time. Yes. Super happy. She's black. She's brown. She got some white accent colors. She's just very stylish.
She has eyebrows, which is always my favorite.
Yes.
She's also potty trained. She does well with other dogs. She's a coexister.
Oh, very
so
cool.
She's like, she's cool with you being there, but she doesn't necessarily want to play with you all the time, you know? Which, same.
That means she's like not a high maintenance girl.
Yeah.
No, she's not. She's so, so good. She does well in the car.
Wow.
She is very curious about everything.
Okay. Coco needs a forever home. Make her the first adoption of 2026.
She is on our Woody and Jim Show TikTok, and also follow us on Facebook, and you can see little Coco. She's just adorable. You'll fall in love.
She's smiling at you. Oh. Look, do you see that? Oh, she's in love.
She warmed up fast.
She's a smiling chihuahua. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. Let us put on our nerd hats for a minute. Going on in Las Vegas right now is the Consumer Electronics Show, where they reveal lots of cool new stuff and gadgets.
The latest tech.
They'll be available soon, yeah. Some of the cool stuff, they have Lenovo has a new laptop where the screen will expand between like 18 and 24 inches. So if you want to expand your screen while, like, if you're gaming or something like that.
A little laptop with a big screen.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That'd be nice.
They also have light up smart Legos that are coming out.
Isn't that the appeal of Legos? Is they don't need to be like
fancy.
Plugged in
you make your own structures and whatever. But yeah, these actually play songs. They play music and they light up and they kind of interact with each other.
At least they don't have like little screens on them.
Yeah.
Which is a good. Like, kids still have their imagination.
A Roomba is coming out. A version of the Roomba that can climb stairs. So when the robot revolution, you know, happens and we're all, you know, being killed by robots
we're
and
huddling
AI,
on the second floor thinking we're safe.
Yeah, we can't hide from them anymore. They can come up the stairs and come after us.
I'd like a Roomba that just works on one floor, let alone climbing stairs.
True, yeah. It always gets stuck in a corner going,
oh my gosh.
There's a new massager that you can lay on and it will just kind of go up and down your back automatically.
Don't they already have those?
Those are the expensive stuff, but this is something a little bit cheaper.
You
just have at home and just lay on it.
It's only like $1,000.
Yeah. Also, now this is very coveted for a lot of people. They have a robot that will fold your laundry.
Okay. How much does that cost?
I guess it's between $2,500 and $16,000, depending on how sexy you want it to be. They were showing it on TV where it's like a robot that is folding up towels and stuff like that.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. Also, there's a new lollipop that will play music.
A high-tech lollipop. Who needs that?
It's like, we don't know if we need it, but we made it anyway. It's a lollipop that it goes by your bone structure, and it'll play music that'll vibrate through your mouth and into your ears. So
why? And what do you do after it's over?
I don't know.
What if you swallow the chip? Or do you just throw the chip into the garbage?
You pick your flavor and your song, I guess.
Nobody even eats lollipops anymore, do they?
Oh, they do. Oh,
is that even
huge.
A word, eating a lollipop?
Oh, lollipops are it? Huge now, yeah.
Are they big? They're back.
They're back. They're back, baby.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I gotta admit, this is pretty exciting news, especially for a lot of people that don't like needles. Mm. Wegovy has now gotten approval for the pill instead of a shot.
Wow.
And it's already been approved by the FDA. They say that with a copay, it could be as little as $25 a month. And if you're paying out of pocket, it could be as little as $150 a month.
Right, without even insurance or anything.
Which is way cheaper than it's usually been.
No kidding.
And a lot of people that have been wanting to do it but can't afford it or didn't want to do the, you know, self-injected shots.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Of course, the decision will come down sometime soon about who the Titans' new head coach will be. There's seven NFL coaches that just got fired.
Yeah.
One of the most coveted ones is John Harbaugh, who just got fired from the Ravens. He's never coming here. Yeah, a lot of teams are courting him, and there'll be a lot of money.
A lot of better teams.
He can actually do pretty well here, or he should do well anywhere, but he's not going to come to the Tennessee.
I doubt it. I mean, it would be great if he did.
He would be awesome.
And we could all pretend he might think about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would.
Like it.
So there's a guy who has been lamenting the fact that MTV closed its doors and said, we're playing music videos no more.
Yeah.
Not even pretending for like 5 minutes a day. And he has decided to resurrect the MTV experience.
Yeah.
So he's created his own website called Want My MTV. And you can go there and you can pick the decade. You can go and watch like the first day of MTV.
Oh, that's
cool. But it randomly pulls up, I guess, 27,000 different music videos.
Wow.
And you kind of get that experience of what it was like if you grew up watching MTV in any decade. So I pulled up the 80s.
Okay.
And let's see what video comes up and if we know the song. An Alice Cooper song I don't recognize. And then Europe. The Final Countdown. I mean, if you want your MTV back, go to wantmymtv.com. So what do you got going on today?
Well, it's going to be a nice day. It's supposed to be nice today and tomorrow and then kind of rain and be awful on Friday. So maybe get out and get a little exercise. Or I could go have a hamburger and a nap. It's weird how exercise and extra fries sound so much alike.
They do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know which one I'll order.
That's the universe trying to tell you something.
That's right. It's saying, Woody, stay put. Enjoy yourself.
That's right. I'm headed out meeting up with an old friend for Mexican food for lunch today.
Oh, nice.
Good deal. I'm looking forward to that.
Very cool. Be back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. I will have gender wars, all kinds of stuff like that tomorrow.
Yeah, and our longtime listener, Adam, is going to come in and
be a
guest host.
We have a guest tomorrow. We'll try not to scare him away.
Try not to destroy his dream.